Sleaze with Just Plain Darren.
Look at what you got.
Can I ask you a favor? Can you deviate first, just for today? I just lost my D-sleeze.
You have breaking news on your D-sleeze story.
I just lost my
developing story. Viad, what have you got?
First time ever. I've got a story about these vending machines. Now, two small blue machines were found over the weekend, and angry residents reported them to police, who then removed them. And the machines have coin slots where would-be patrons insert $2 to get a crack pipe. Yeah. Jack Krieger, nice. Communications Director for the town of Brookhaven, said they've actually repurposed tampon dispensers. And apparently it's not illegal to sell this pipe, but they are considered drug paraphernalia, and now they are looking for these people because obviously it's not good.
Mm. So there were tampon dispensers, but they've now changed and made them crack pipe dispensers.
That's exactly
right. I hope they've changed the branding and instructions on the machines.
Yeah,
and notified people that it's no longer dispensing what it was dispensing and is now doing new stuff.
Yeah.
Because that could be very awkward.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Have you got your story now?
Yes. I actually got it 5 seconds after. So, loads of people imagine what their first baby might look like. Mm-hmm. I sure did. And some showbiz fans might even imagine what it would look like to have a child with their favorite celebrity. So, a sperm bank in Los Angeles offers a rather odd celebrity lookalike service where their dream is nearly a reality, as women can choose a donor based on the famous people he resembles. The company's website reads, researched and selected from the limitless expanses of the internet, CCB donor lookalikes can be actors, athletes, musicians, or anyone else famous enough to be found on the web.
Okay. Wow. So if you want to be a baby that's that resembles Angelina Jolie, you'll have to go to an African country to
Did we go there?
Well, that's where she gets all her kids from, and Madonna as well.
But that's gaan baie weird wees, want kom ons sê jy kry nou 'n Brad Pitt sample en dan is dit 'n dogtertjie wat gebore word, dan is dit 'n vroulike weergawe van Brad Pitt.
Ja, het jy al gesien hoe lyk sy kinders? Dogtertjie wat so sy lyk.
Imagine Nicolas Cage,
hè? Huh? Your daughter looks just like Nicolas Cage.
It'd be horrible.
Or the Brakpan Bulldog. All right, so more stories from 9/11. That was yesterday. Just some stories you might not have known, some facts you might not have known about the whole 9/11 tragedy. Firefighter Daniel Sir, one of the people that was killed on the day of the 9/11 tragedy, he died by being hit by a woman who fell from one of the destroyed towers. When medics arrived, they were unable to detect vital signs and noted he had catastrophic injuries. Someone, a jumper, had actually jumped right on top of him and killed him.
Oh,
Michael Hingson's seeing eye dog, Roselle, was asleep under his desk on the 78th floor of Tower 1 in the World Trade Center. When the plane hit roughly 15 floors above them, the dog woke up and calmly led Hingson and 30 other people through smoke and mass confusion. She even stopped to greet firefighters on the staircase as she led the group to safety outside the tower. How's that, eh?
Wow.
Roselle, the seeing eye dog, helped saved 30 lives that day. And after the terrorist attack, here's another one with in relation to animals. This is very, very interesting. After the terrorist attack, marine traffic came to a standstill, and researchers discovered a drop in whale stress levels.
In whale stress levels?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To our knowledge, they said there were no other factors affecting the population that could explain this difference besides the fact that with 9/11, there was a massive decrease in ship traffic, and thereby the whales were less stressed. Because apparently whales are more stressed when they hear ships' engines. So out of that, the whales were less stressed because of 9/11. Very indirect, but very, very interesting.
Your business needs skilled employees who can face challenges.